This is the Ed Milet Show.
I want to talk to all the young people out there, including their parents, who ask me so many questions about, are there things I could be doing with my children to position them for success as they get older? And for you young people out there that are constantly messaging me about wanting to be an entrepreneur, or wanting to be successful, or just wanting to be happier in your life, I want to dispel one thing that I hear other influencers say out there in social media or on YouTube that could not be more wrong, which is telling young people all the time to just be patient. You know, enjoy your teens, enjoy your 20s. You've got forever. You're going to live to 130. There's no reason to get so worried about being successful now. And I got to tell you, that is the most ridiculous advice. I don't care how many followers the person has that's telling you this, they could not be more wrong. It's ridiculous and it's nonsense. There's no reason simply because of your age that you should not be after it, that you can't be hustling, that you can't become successful. It's the worst thing you could tell a young person is, be patient, take your time, you have forever. Why is it? Who gets to decide what age you should stop being patient? What age you're supposed to work hard? What age you're allowed to win? Who picks that number? Is it 18? Is it 28? Is it 38? It's ridiculous because there isn't a number. If you've got the desire to win, if you want to be somebody, if you want to make your dreams come true, I don't care if you're 12 years old or 82 years old, your age is irrelevant. It's a form of ageism to tell a young person, just be patient. If you're like me, my mom and my dad didn't give me a business. I didn't start on second or third base like some of these people that are telling you somehow to be patient. I had to pick myself up by my bootstraps and make something of my life. And frankly, the sooner you get going, the sooner you start working on yourself, the sooner you make progress, the sooner you're going to get there and enjoy your life. And so don't listen to that crap. Think about this. When I was in my 20s, I made six figures early in my 20s. By the time I was 30, I was making seven figures. By the time I was 40, I was earning an eight-figure income. What if somebody had told me, cool it, be patient, don't worry about it. My entire life would be different. I wouldn't be looking at the ocean, living oceanfront now, or flying on my jet, or taking care of my parents, or having multiple homes, living on the lake, having multiple boats, multiple cars, whatever the material things are, donating to the charities that I want. And I listen to that absurd, ridiculous, stupid advice. So please don't listen to those people who tell you that. They have good intentions. They're talking about not putting pressure on yourself. You've got all kinds of time. The truth is, a little pressure is probably pretty good for you. Think about this. Steve Jobs was in his 20s and teens when he started. Bill Gates, Mark Cuban, Kylie Jenner. You talk any entrepreneur that's out there today that you know pretty well, most of them started young. Jay-Z started young. LeBron James started young. Why is it that you can't start young? Steve Jobs did. I did. Cuban did. Bill Gates did. There's thousands of entrepreneurs. In fact, the list of billionaires in the country gets younger every single year, as do the millionaires. You want to know why? Because of these things right here. Technology, your phone, your iPad, social media allows people at any age to win, including preteen and teenagers. And so please, parents, don't hold your kids back if they want to grow. Now that we can get rid of that myth, what should I be working on? Well, the first thing is this. I think you need to start to read books on persuasion and influence. And when you're watching social media or YouTube or listen to audio, somebody like myself, study their style, study how they roll their words out, their vocabulary. Begin to model them and then modify to your style. Model and modify. Model people and then modify. It's going to be your ability to persuade people, to influence people, to cast a vision, to transfer energy at any age of your life that's going to determine how far you go. So start to study the great communicators. That's number one. Begin at any age to have your children, or if you're one of those kids listening to this, young people, begin the process of setting goals early. Right now, begin to set goals and achieve them. Write down your outcomes, right? Third, begin to work on personal development. Read some books. Read Max Out Your Life, my book. Go to maxoutbook.com. Read that book. There are other great books out there by many people that you can begin to read around your school books or in the summertime on personal development, on personal growth, on influence, on persuasion, on leadership. Begin to feed yourself these great books, these great thoughts early in your life, and it'll change things. Begin to think about and work on, what am I gifted at? What am I good at? What am I passionate at? How could I turn that into a business? How could I turn that into a cause? What are some of my natural gifts and blessings, and how do I leverage those into solving other people's problems? Great businesses solve people's problems. How can my gifts, my blessings turn into a business that can solve people's problems? The next step is being a leader. You have to decide that you want to lead. You have to step forward. That means not being like everybody else in your school. I don't care if you're in sixth grade or you're in college right now. It's being a leader. It's not being one of the guys. It's not being part of the pack. It's being different than other people. It's thinking different than other people. It's learning early in life that other people's approval, your friends, your buddies liking everything you do and believing in everything you do is not going to get you where you want in life. It's being a leader. It's being a visionary. It's being unique. It's stepping out. And when you're young, you're going to take criticism for it. You're going to take flack for being different, for not going with the flow, for not drinking with everybody or smoking weed with everybody. Stay away from those things when you're young. Stay away from them when you're old if you can. These are not the practices of people that win. Let everybody else smoke and do drugs and smoke weed and get in trouble and go down that path, and you lead. You step out. You be different. You be extraordinary, and you be proud of the fact that you're different. The next thing is you got to work on your self-confidence, right? You got to become more confident. You know when you're listless, it's something you don't have enough of. Self-confidence is the process, listen to me, of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. When you begin to make a promise, I'm going to get up at a certain time, or I'm going to clean my room, I'm going to get a certain grade, I'm going to study, I'm going to do something, deliver on the promise you make to yourself. Not what you promise your parents or you promise your friends, what you promise you. When you begin to stack what you promise yourself and you deliver on it, you begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you, and that will serve you the rest of your life when you trust and you like you. That's self-confidence. Keep the promises you make to yourself. The next part is start to work on your self-worth, your identity, which is different than just your confidence. Self-worth means I deserve this. I'm worth this. And that comes from doing the hard work. That comes from being unique. It comes from noticing it when you're a leader, noticing it when you do things other people don't do, noticing it when you turn away from bullying somebody and you're the kind one, or you interrupt someone who's bullying and you stop it, or you step up in a situation and you lead and you do the right thing and you begin to realize you're different, you're unique, you're special. Your self-worth begins to change, and you believe over the time in your life, I deserve to win. I deserve to be different. The next thing is this. You got to take some steps. You got to take some actions. Make some mistakes. Fall down. Allow yourself to fail. Failure is only failure if you don't learn something from it. But the younger you are and the sooner you begin to take action and allow yourself to learn and get experience, the stronger you become. And if you stack experience onto self-worth, onto self-confidence, you have a formula that is going to separate you from everybody. So what is it that you love? Is it sports? Is it music? Is it business? What are some of your gifts? Is it your ability to speak, listen, your math skills, your kindness, your humor, your beauty, your intensity, your passion, your ability to learn, your ability to teach, right? Your programming skills. Maybe it's thinking creatively, thinking strategically. Maybe it's just hard work. But what are you gifted with? And begin to leverage those gifts and talents towards your goals and dreams, and you'll be much happier. And the next thing is this. Dream. I want you dreaming. I want you picturing your life. I live oceanfront here, and when I was a little boy, I used to walk on this beach and say, someday we're going to live there. Someday I'm going to have that house. There was nothing in my family that told me we should live somewhere like this. My family wasn't big dreamers. They're just good people doing good things in their life, but no one thought about owning jets or multiple homes or the beach. But I started dreaming. I started thinking big. I'm standing on the beach. My home is right up there, and this entire process started with just a thought in my mind of living here. When I was much younger, I walked on this beach with my then girlfriend, and I began to think about living here one day, and it opened a space in my mind as a young man about what would it be like to live oceanfront. I didn't know who these people were that lived here. I didn't know how they got here. That wasn't important. What happened was I had the thought about living here someday, the dream, and it created a space that didn't exist with me before I had that thought. And then over time in my life, I went to work on finding the people, the places, the things, and the resources to make this thought a reality. Just like the chair you're sitting in started with a thought, all of the details, the fabric, the seat, the structure became real. This beach house, me living here, just started with a thought, and it created a whole new space in my life, whole new set of possibilities that over time I filled in to make a reality. Just like you can if you think those big thoughts. I started to think about what I wanted my life to look like. Ultimately, if you don't take control about what you think about, you don't begin to dream and picture your life for what you want, the rest of the world's going to dictate to you who you turn out to be. But if you start to stack, man, I've got self-confidence, right? I'm a leader. I've got the ability to persuade. I've got self-worth. I'm taking these actions. And then you start to really get a clear picture and a clear dream using your blessings and your gifts. You've got such a chance to do something great. And here's the good news. You don't have to be any age to do that. You don't have to be 30 or 40. There's not some magic number. It's you. You're the magic. And this time can be yours. Start to get that experience. Always be positive. Stay away from negative people. Next thing, be careful who you associate with. Don't allow negative people in your circle. You're going to become the four or five people you hang around the most. Make sure you're hanging around positive and growth-oriented people who also want to make their dreams come true. Because as you get older in life, your parents will tell you, or your parents can tell your children, it's what separates us, is who we associate with. So I want to challenge you, read, pray about it if you're a praying person. Ask God to join you in your business. And believe me when I tell you, anything is possible at any age, at any time, if you stack up some of the things we've talked about today. There's tons more stuff that I'll be covering on this channel, but I want to give you permission now at this age to win. Don't listen to the people who tell you you can't do it at this age or you should be patient. Get your hustle on now. Start making progress now. And where you could go is magic. The difference in your life, the direction, the places you can go, when you start taking action and dreaming big, it's magic, it's magnificent. When I was young, I walked this very beach and I told myself, someday I'm gonna live there. I didn't know how I was gonna do it. And for right now, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to get that brain of yours and that heart of yours, that spirit of yours, dreaming about the big things you want in your life. And at your age, if you're young, if you're a parent of a young person, don't hold back. Think huge, think big about what you want in your life. And the more specific it is, the more likely it is to happen. So I wanna challenge you. Where do you wanna live? Who do you wanna be someday? What are the specific places? And dream big and touch your dreams if you can. And the more you get specific about what you want, the more you begin to really think about it and touch it and feel it at a young age, it just gives you that advantage on doing it younger. I mean, wouldn't you rather be wealthy young than wait until you're much older to be wealthy? And so I want to challenge you, go touch your dreams, go see the things you want, start dreaming bigger right now. And the more you can go see them and touch them and read magazines and social media about them or physically go to those places, the more likely it is to happen. There's going to be moments of your life that just take your breath away because you can't believe how far you've come. And then you're going to go even further and further and further. I want to challenge you to do that now. At any age, you can do it. Max out. We'll see you soon.
This is the Ed Milet Show.